this, our family and friends day here at Menlo. And we have a good number of visitors with us today. You're not really visitors in our sight because you're family and friends. But we appreciate the fact that you've chosen to come our way today, and many of you are here to be with Mama on her special day. I appreciate the fact that our society does set aside a day to honor mothers. Next month we'll be honoring the fathers, Lord willing. But it's very befitting. Today our topic is things that mamas do that we never forget. Things that mamas do that we never forget. We may be talking about some of the things that fathers do too. Our text is Deuteronomy 32 and verse 7. Just one verse. It says, "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee." Let me run that verse by you again. "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee." Somebody tried to tell me one time that the song Precious Memories was unscriptural. Well, I don't think it is, because memory is a precious gift of God. How many times does the Bible tell us to remember? Paul said, "Remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears." Peter said, "I want to stir up your pure minds by putting them in remembrance." And in our text, Deuteronomy 32 and 9 or 7, "Remember the days of old, and go to your elders, and they'll show you, and they'll tell you about things." I'm sure that most of us have fond memories of home. Some people were only children, like me, having mostly members of Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa. And those family members and memories are things that we cherish even after they're long gone. Some of the things that we cherish most of all in our memories. But then some people come from large families where we have many fond and maybe some that are not so fond memories of brothers and sisters. Well, I wasn't totally left out. I had more first cousins than I could count on my fingers and toes. And I always cherished the times, mostly at holidays, when we'd get together. And as a child, we'd play together. As a teenager, we'd get in the car and go places together. And it was just good times. And we cherished these memories. And how I do cherish the days that I got to spend with my mom and dad. My dad would talk to me man to man, give me good advice, show me how to do things, a lot of things that I make use of, and remember the things that he showed me how to do even to this very day. But I'm sure that most of us have fond memories of Mom, especially those of us whose moms are no longer with us. Memories that we'll never forget. And today, as we talk about some things that mamas do that we never forget, for those of us who are now moms and dads and grandmothers and grandfathers to the boys and girls that are growing up today, I want you to never forget how important the things that you do and the thoughts that you share with your children are. How it shapes them and forms their memories that they'll carry with them through the rest of their life and according to the teaching of the Bible on into eternity. You are making memories for them that they will cherish for a lifetime. I'm sure that if I should ask you this morning, it would be fun to do it. But for the sake of time, we don't have time to do that. But if I should ask you to describe some of the most memorable things from home, we'd probably get many varied and extremely interesting answers. I remember a lot of things from home. I remember my dad making a crop. I remember him taking me when I was just a little tack through the corn fields. Of course, I couldn't see over the corn, and I felt like I was in a jungle for sure. And I remember one time my mom carried him a drink of water or some tea or something out in the field. And I tiptoed and I saw over the corn some a shiny roof, a metal roof like we had on our house. And I took on running ahead of her. And she was yelling, "Where in the world do you think you're going?" I said, "I'm going to the house." And she said, "Well, stupid, that's not our house. That's the neighbor's house." But I couldn't tell. It's a metal roof. That's all I could see. I remember him plowing mules. And I was scared of the mules. I remember his first tractor that he got. He got a good deal on a farm tractor. But it was almost new, but somebody let it run low of oil and it had a motor problem. And he had to build a motor on it before he could use it. And I was intrigued. I remember him working on cars and fixing all sorts of things. I thought my dad could fix anything and everything. And for a great measure, that was true. You know, one of the most memorable things for me were Sunday morning smells. The smell of shaving soap when my dad would shave. The old mug and the brush, you remember those things? Most of us use shaving cream comes in a can now, but that soap really had a good aroma. And I remember the smell of grape juice. The grape juice that my mama would prepare for the communion service and at church. I guess I had a keen nose, and I remember those smells. They were some of the great memories of Sunday morning. I remember Mom and the many things that she would do. I remember her hustling around the house on springtime and pretty day mornings when she would feel good, going about her work, singing a gospel song. That was so memorable. I remember her canning and cooking. I especially remember the cakes and the pies that she would make. Butterscotch pie. Did your mama or grandmother ever make butterscotch pie? I'm not talking about with butterscotch flavor, and she made the flavor too. My mama would take sugar and butter and brown it together and make the butterscotch, and it would look like a horrible mess. But when she got through, it was a wonderful pie. And lemon pies, not made with artificial sweetening or flavoring, mind you, but with the real lemons. And they were good. I remember helping her wash clothes. We didn't have a washing machine. I remember piecing quilt tops, and I thought that was so neat. She'd pour out her big old bag of scraps and find the pieces that matched and make a design, make a quilt top, and then she'd piece the quilt. Piecing the quilt was kind of, or not piecing, but quilting it was kind of mundane. I wasn't too intrigued with that. That was too slow. Made flower gardens, importing all sorts of blooming things. Are ladies still like that? When I was growing up, everywhere the ladies went that something was blooming, "Oh, Susie, what beautiful flower. What is that? Oh, I'd like to have one of the, can I have a cutting or whatever?" And my mom and grandmother were always importing these weird things to the house and setting them out in the flower garden. That was a memory that I cherish. And one of the greatest things was how that she prayed for me, and I grew up being fed from the book of Proverbs. Taught me verses in the Bible. And you know, there's some good stuff in the book of Proverbs. And I remember a lot of it from childhood. If you don't believe it, just read it sometime. And so there's nothing wrong with our honoring our mothers and our grandmothers and our fathers and grandfathers. I saw a church sign last week that said, "Honor mother, worship God." We don't worship our parents, but we do like to honor them. There's a chapter in the Bible that's written by King Lemuel, and We begin at verse 10 with Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She worketh flax, a wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She's like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelleth them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. So there's nothing wrong with honoring moms for the important role that they fill. You know, singer Jimmy Dean's penned these words long ago and set them in a bed of music, and I'd like to share them with you. I know you've all heard them. He said, many people look through their wallet or their pocketbooks and find way down at the bottom, past the credit cards and baby pictures, green stamps, and usually find a little old piece of dog-eared poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day, and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 35 years overdue. Funny thing is, all these IOUs are owed to one person, and I kind of felt like that maybe now would be a pretty good time for an accountant. Mom, you listening? Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services like night watchman, for instance. Lying awake nights listening for coughs and cries and creaking floorboards and coming in too late. And you had the eye of an eagle and the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger and turkey out of tuna fish, and two big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that you led a spotless life, and for washing and ironing no launderer could ever do, for drying the tears of childhood and ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for the service of a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares and too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles and mumps and bruises and bumps, splinters and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice. Important things like don't scratch it or it won't get well. If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that. And probably most important of all, be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident. And I owe you for veterinarian services, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope and for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going during some pretty rough times. And for wonderful productions at Christmas and the 4th of July and birthdays. And for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites and confidence and hopes and dreams. And somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing a family together so it would stand the worst kind of shocks and blows. And for laying down a good strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy just got to have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I'll never forget. When there were only 2 pieces of apple pie left and 3 hungry people, I noticed that you were the one who suddenly decided that you really didn't like apple pie in the first place. These are just a few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very cheap. She managed by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she has marked the entire bill paid in full for just one kiss and 4 little words. Mom, I love you. I know I could have never said it better myself. The Bible says in Exodus 20 and verse 12, in one of the 10 commandments, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Somebody said, well, oh, that was talking about the children of Israel way back there when God was giving them the promised land, the land of Canaan. That probably doesn't have anything to do with us today, does it? Well, listen to the Apostle Paul over in the New Testament. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And just a few of those things from the book of Proverbs. Chapter 1, verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Chapter 6, verses 20 through 23. My son, keep thy father's commandments, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Chapter 23, verse 22. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Chapter 30, verse 11. There is a generation that curseth their father, and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. And then coming over to the New Testament, Titus chapter 2 and verse 1. Paul said to the young preacher Timothy, or Titus, he said, speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded. I'm not going to take up any more of your time today. This is a day that you need to spend some time with family and with mother and with your guests that have come to be with you on this special day. And you need to set your mother up today and just show her a little appreciation for being your mom and the many memories and wonderful thoughts that she's left you with. If there's anyone here this morning, you're not a Christian, that's where it all starts. That's where it starts in being a godly parent. And that's where it starts in being a godly child, brother or sister, son or daughter. So many people are going on through life with a little thought to the hereafter, a little thought for the soul. We talked about the soul of man in our Bible class. Though we can't see it, we know it's there and will be in existence throughout eternity. And the destiny depends upon what we do now in this life. If you're not right with God, if we can help you in getting right with God, what you got to do is follow Jesus. He is the way. He said, no man comes to the Father but by me. If you're not following Christ today, if you want to come down the aisle, we'll ask you if you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, just like Philip did with the Ethiopian nobleman. And we'll go down into the water and let you be baptized into Christ. If there's one that's been a Christian and wandered away and you need to come back and get on the path, we'll pray with you and for you as you rededicate your life to the Lord. If there's one subject, won't you come while we stand?